This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. And now here are your hosts, Deborah Klein and Marv Betcher. We'll pick up where we left off yesterday as Debbie continues her teaching, Naomi and Ruth, the problem of loss.
The road to fullness of life, it may not be overcrowded, but there are always people that are walking in the same direction that you're going, and we need to watch for them. Keep our eyes open and try to hook up with them. And true friendship has the humility to recognize that you need other people. True friendship is unselfish by nature. Mm-hmm. And you have to practice relinquishment for it to thrive. You have to hold on to a friendship lightly, not tightly, in case we come to a crossroads, like Naomi did. We need to be able to encourage others to walk on alone or in another direction and not try to hold on to them. Relinquishment really means, it doesn't mean that you let go of the friendship, you let go of your dependence on their dependence. I mean, you let go of that everyday sort of thing, that sort of need to be needed thing, because that really can become addictive to some people, and it makes it difficult to transition, especially like with our children. You know, there comes a time when we are going to turn from parent to friend if we do it right. If we raise them to be secure in their adulthood, then there comes a time when they don't really need us anymore. They may want our friendship, want our company, but they don't need us. And so then a friendship starts. To a certain extent, we're always a parent, though. I mean, I get that.
Well, what do you think about, you know, about Ruth and Naomi? I mean, they were not related by blood. Ruth was Naomi's daughter-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like they had a friendship that almost was like the friendship between Christ and us. You
well,
know, where she said, your God will be my God.
Yes, yes.
And I'll go where you go.
Yes.
You know, it was a total sold out commitment.
Yes.
The kind we need to have with Christ.
That's right. You know, Naomi was able to let go of her dependence on her daughter-in-law. It had to have been hard. I mean, I'm sure Ruth was a comfort to Naomi. But Naomi had built an excellent relationship with these two young women to the point that the one cried when she said, I'm going to go back to my homeland. But she wept, and Ruth said, I will not leave you. So there had to be a bond there. Maybe the secret to that is in the name Naomi. Naomi means pleasure. And before death occurred in their family, they must have probably had a lot of happy moments together as a family. But Naomi was more than that. She had managed to share the Lord with her daughters-in-law, these Moabite women. Mm-hmm. Enough so that the women were able to make a choice between Naomi's God and their own. So Orpah, reluctantly it seems, turned back to her old beliefs, while Ruth chose Jehovah. Now, Naomi must have done a lot of things right to win Ruth to the Lord. And probably the most solid and lasting foundation for healthy relationships is a shared knowledge and experience with Jesus Christ for all of us. It can transcend every barrier, political, financial, racial. It can transcend all of that. So that mothers and sons and fathers and daughters, mother-in-laws, daughter-in-laws, we can all live in harmony and enjoy each other. What a wonderful thing.
Yes, amen.
And maybe some of you are saying, well, where do I find a Ruth? You know, I'd give my right arm to find a friend like that. And I think if you want to find a Ruth, you need to be a Naomi.
Yes.
You know, but I'm aware that there are Naomis out there who have tried to find a Ruth relationship and haven't been able to. They've offered friendship and been rejected. And if this is your case, be prepared to go on alone to Bethlehem. God himself will draw you near and go with you. And as you travel the long road of emptiness to the fullness of life in God, the Holy Spirit will be your promised companion. Make sure that the elements of relinquishment and unselfishness and joy are in operation in your relationships, and share the Lord without undue or unfair pressure, and then leave the rest to Him. You know, when we look at Ruth, we see another basis for true friendship. Ruth had a realistic understanding of the differences that would need to be bridged. As they neared Bethlehem, Ruth realized even more clearly that Naomi's background was very, very different from hers, and that she would need to work hard at understanding the differences and respecting them. You know, today we don't bother to reconcile our differences. In fact, we have a thing for divorce, irreconcilable differences. You know, Ruth, recognizing that there were differences, committed herself to identifying with them and accepting as many as she could. It wasn't a question of saying to Naomi, you do it my way or I'm out of here. It was rather, I'll try to do it your way. And these are all basis for good friendship. You have to be able to give. Yeah. Amen. It wasn't an easy commitment for Ruth, but she was determined. And she was steadfast that she would stay with her mother-in-law. And that stick-withedness is what it's all about, really. It's what it takes if a friendship is to turn a bitter person into a better person.
Well, I don't want to steal your thunder. I'm not sure where you're going to go with this ultimately, Deb, but I know one of the interesting things about this was that Naomi thought so much of Ruth that she hooked her up with her.
Oh, you are stealing my thunder now.
Am I? Okay.
We're getting to that.
Okay, well, then I'll just let it go at that.
Okay, yeah. Well, Naomi was probably pretty low in her life, but Ruth came alongside her, encouraging her with her presence. And in doing that, it started to make a difference in Naomi's life. The two women went back to Bethlehem and settled. They were poverty-stricken, but they were home. And Naomi set out to find a way to provide for their survival. In that culture, if you didn't have a brother or a father or a husband, you could be in serious trouble because the women of that day depended on being taken care of for the most part. And so it was harvest time when they arrived home, and Ruth offered to go and glean in the fields. You know, that couldn't have been easy for her either. She was going out alone to a field in a strange country. But this beautiful young woman was willing to brave the unknown to fit into this homeland and to try to help provide. And God was not ignorant of what was going on, nor was he inactive. He was watching them struggle for bread, and he provided it. And that is the Lord's habit. He ends up providing a whole lot more than what we need. We get the bread and the butter and the jam because that's how God works. When he sees a man or a woman leave the place of bitter emptiness to go home to Bethlehem, which, by the way, Bethlehem means house of bread, he goes on ahead to prepare a feast for them. And so we have this wonderful love story that follows. But we have to be careful not to forget Naomi's part in that story. It could have been her love story because Boaz was part of her family. He was a kinsman and he was an older man. It could have been Naomi's last chance at marriage, maybe, and security. But when Naomi saw that Boaz loved Ruth because he had seen her gleaning in his fields, Naomi began to work out a way of bringing about the marriage of Boaz and Ruth. The way to fullness is to empty yourself of selfishness. You do this by giving up your rights and embracing your responsibilities. You die to live, you give to get, you relinquish those you love to get them back again. And so Naomi stopped thinking of what was best for Naomi and began to think about what was best for Ruth and Boaz. That's the way to happiness. Amen. Well, we're out of time for today. I just want to mention, we have a radio bill that if you would care to maybe give a little extra, we could sure use the help on that. Amen. Get in on the action. You'll get in on the blessing. And then don't forget, we need warehouse items, furniture, kitchen, household goods, linens, whatever you have that's in good condition, because we are giving it in the name of the Lord. Help us fill our warehouse back up. Marvin, you were going to say something about the camp meeting.
Yes, in the second weekend in August in Wolf Point, Montana. It'd be a pretty good jag of a drive up there. But I think if you are retired or maybe have some vacation, it'd be time well spent. They have a really good camp meeting and have had for, I don't know how many consecutive years, around 30 consecutive years, I think. They've had a camp meeting in Wolf Point, Montana, mm-hmm. at the Blue Sky Ministries there. You know, you'll be well taken care of. You'll be fed at least twice a day. And you won't have that expense for putting out for food or anything, and they'll take care of you in every way, basically, up there. And they'll give you good spiritual food, too.
Yes,
so if
yes.
you can make it to Wolf Point, Montana, it'd be a real adventure for you. You'd be right in the middle of the Fort Peck Indian Reservation there. Mm-hmm. And the people there are Assiniboine and Dakota Sioux. Anyway, you'd have a great time. They mm-hmm. love the Lord, and they love to praise and worship Him, and you'd enjoy yourself.
And you will see some of the most beautiful country God ever created.
Amen.
I'm telling you can see for miles and miles. It's wonderful. All right. Well, thank you for joining us. Tune in tomorrow, and God bless you real good.
Thank you for listening to First Nation Ministries, where our mission is to reach Native Americans with the gospel of Jesus Christ while also helping with their daily physical needs. If you share our hearts in this ministry, we ask you to first pray for us, and then if you're able, to help us with the expenses associated with our work, including the costs of radio airtime, which can add up rather quickly. We thank you so much for your help, and invite you to listen to the contact information at the close of the program. Please write for the First Nation Ministries newsletter and help us continue to reach the Indian tribes with the message of Jesus Christ through your prayers and financial gifts. Write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can also call us at 503-408-2391. That's 503-408-2391. Or visit our website, firstnationministries.org.